Welcome back to Behind Design. I'm your host, Rachel Pesso, and I am so excited for today's episode. We are going to go all into how to create a brand that stands out online. So this is something I talk about all of the time, but I really wanted to break it down for my audience here, as I know so many of you are building brands online. It can be super challenging to look at our own brands with the right perspective. I think a lot of the times we get very in our heads when we're creating a brand. And mostly every client and every person that I've ever worked with has always shown up and said, I want to be unique in my business. I want to stand out. I want a brand that people truly connect with, but I'm not sure how to do that. I think I'm showing up authentically. I think that I am showing up in my best light, but I would love to understand what I need to do to show up and stand out online. So this is a great topic because I think a lot of the times we complicate it. A lot of the way that we show up and stand out uniquely online is just by showing up. I think part of it is being yourself and really, really leaning into the different values that your brand actually creates for others. So for me, in order to build a brand online, you need to be clear on who you are, what you stand for, and what you want to accomplish. That is always the best place to start. You want to look inward. A lot of the times we look externally. We look at what other people are doing. Oh, I want a brand like this person. Oh, I want it to feel this way. I want it to look like this. And I think although that does support the vision that you're creating, it also can really complicate things for you. And I've seen it happen where, you know, we're looking at stuff too much externally that we actually can't identify the things that make us unique. And the truth is, it's always there because you are unique just by being alive. You are unique by in the person that you show up as every day. There is no other you. So I always say you have that going for you. There's nothing else you need to do there. It's just be yourself. So when we create an intentional brand that's built around your why and your values and the impact that you would like to create, you can truly be anything you want. You can accomplish anything when you do it from that place. So I'll say it again, your why, your values, and the impact that you want to create. When you are clear on that and you're intentionally focused on it with everything that you're creating in your brand and in your business, the results just happen organically from that perspective. You stand out just by taking those actions. So I hope that that makes sense. I think also, one of the big things is making sure that you're making decisions based on how you want people to feel. Branding is all emotional. It is all about how we make people feel when they interact with our brands. And we do that by our photos, the colors that we use, the videos that we're sharing, the tone that we use when we're telling a story, the emotions that we show people. These are all things that get immersed inside of a brand that help other people connect to your mission, what you stand for, who you are as a person, things that have happened to you that other people can relate to. These are all, like, I call them like the bones of your brand. It's stuff that's built behind the scenes. It's natural because it's part of your experience in life, in the world, in business, that help people connect to what it is that you're doing. And I think from there, if I were to kind of go into really breaking down why you should care about this, like a lot of people say, why should I care about branding so much? I have a social media, people are buying my products, they care, I've gotten them engaged. And I think my answer to that is because using emotional branding can lead to differentiation from your competition. It leads to being able to build a brand that has loyalty and trust immediately. And it honestly, if you look at pretty much most of the websites I've designed or brands that I've helped create their brands, they all have immediate loyalty and trust when people land in their brands and their websites, because we've actually intentionally immersed that throughout the experience. And then lastly, another reason to care about branding is it creates a better connection with your customer, which is what everybody is shooting for. I mean, what is better than knowing that your customer, your audience, the people that are buying things or engaging with everything that you're putting out there, what is better than having that connection with them? To me, nothing. I, using myself as an example, I absolutely love when I hear from people telling me that they have connected with a video that I posted or a story that I'm sharing. I think that makes us feel so good. And it also makes you realize like what you're doing is working. So if you're getting messages like that, that means you're doing something right. And then, you know, the quality of your brand and your website translates into monetary returns. I think that we don't talk about that enough. Focus has been on social media so much in the past years that I think a lot of people are forgetting the fact that your website makes you money. It helps people actually learn about the services that you offer, make purchases through there. It's also something that can't go away. I mean, this past week, Instagram was down, Facebook was down, but your website wasn't. These are all things that you own. They're things that you have control over. And I think that it's also a place that people can continue to come back to for a specific experience that you curated and created specifically for them, which is incredibly powerful. And yes, you can do that on your social media, but you really can't control what content they go through on your social media. So, you know, that part's not in your control. That has always been my biggest thing about social media. It is a wonderful place to connect, make sales. It definitely works as that tool, but it does not offer the same controlled experience that we can create on your website. We can actually help guide the user through certain steps and actions in a way that just isn't really possible on social media in the way that it is on your website. So that's kind of why I really do believe websites are just an amazing place to really help yourself stand out. So I guess what I really wanted to dive into are the three tips that basically help you create a standout brand. So the first one is getting brand clarity so you're clear on your values. Like I mentioned before, if you're not clear on your brand, then the people interacting with it will also be unclear. Having brand clarity means you understand who's your ideal audience? Who are the people that you connect? Who are the people that will benefit from your services? Who are the people that are most impacted by the work that you do? I think all of that is brand clarity. Also, having clear copy, photos that tell the same story. To me, that all lies under brand clarity. So if you haven't gotten that yet in your brand and you're listening today, there's a lot of simple steps in doing that. It's basically going through a series of questions. And if you're listening today and you really want some support with this, I do have a package that I go through clients with, helping them get the brand clarity they need before you actually do any creative work. Because to me, that's the biggest mistake that I see is people will dive right into doing the fun creative stuff without having the clarity that they need to build the brand visuals that support all of that, your mission statement, your ideal audience, your offers. Having clarity on all of that makes it so that you can actually create an aligned experience in your brand, on your website, for your audience, for your customers. And that is really just key. So that's step number one or tip number one. The next tip is be authentic and yourself. There is only one you. So we have touched on that many times. We talk about it probably on almost every single episode in some way or form. It is such a core value for me as a person, for me and my own brand. And yes, it takes time to learn how to do that. There is so much crap externally that we get hit with from a life perspective, from a business perspective. We are taking in so much information that I think sometimes people are now struggling to just be themselves. So The way that I lean into being authentic and being yourself is if you're feeling like there's so much noise, and when you go to think about your brand, you're confused. For me, that means you need time grounding, you need time in nature, you need time, whatever time that you need that helps quiet your brain or takes away from looking at what everyone else is doing. I think that's how we lean into being our authentic selves. We start to remember the things we love to do. So for me personally, it would be like, okay, I'm going to go to the beach and turn off my phone and sit with myself. I'm going to see and think about the type of person I am, the type of brand I want to have. And I'm going to let that all come up for me. If it's something else where you're really unsure about who you are, maybe it's you're going to go take a class, you're going to go do something that gets you out of your head and into your body. I think that really all this stuff helps us be ourselves. And again, it sounds a lot easier sometimes than it is to be yourself. We have all these things that block us from showing up, insecurities, confidence issues. Oh, I don't like how I look, or whatever excuse your brain tries to tell you. At the end of the day, if I turn on this record and I show up with this microphone on, I know that I'm at least showing up authentically and I'm being myself. And the hope is that somebody receives it on the other end. So I don't take that one lightly, but I think that it's a really, really good tip and reminder, because it's so easy to get caught up in everything else going on in the world, going on outside of you, businesses that you are comparing yourself to. When you take it back to just being yourself, that to me is where all the magic really happens. And then the last tip that I have for really creating a brand that stands out is tell a story in your brand so people can connect with you. And I think this is actually a very challenging one, because a lot of the times people are like, well, what story am I going to tell? I even feel that way in my brand sometimes. What story am I telling here? I feel like there's a lot of stories that I want to tell. But at the end of the day, I think the story that I often tell is really just the be you, is show up authentically, all the things that I'm talking about. My story is kind of immersed in all of that. I had a learning disability when I was a kid, and I learned how to really work through that. That's part of my story. I found a way to bring that into my business in a way that feels in alignment. And for other people listening, your story could be something on the lines of an experience that you went through. It could be something that you know you want to share, or things you want to help others with. It also could be many things. And I think that just getting clarity on what they are, what are the pieces that make up who you are or your brand, I think that is what resonates with people the most. So telling a story can mean just sharing a bunch of experiences that make you who you are today. Maybe you share a story about the early stages of your business. Maybe you're sharing a story about something that happened to a friend that you know, but it impacted you so much that you started a podcast all about it. There's so many different ways that we tell stories now. And again, it all goes back to our experiences, personal, business, however we can spin it and share it. That is what people are reacting to. They're looking to connect with you on a deep level. And the way that we do that is through storytelling, because that is when our emotions really come through. So I hope this was helpful. I really wanted to kind of make this a quickie where you could just get a little bit of info on how to build a brand and stand out. And I think, you know, my whole thing is that the more authentic you are, the greater your impact and the stronger your brand. And lastly, remember, your brand is an evolution. No matter where you are in everything you are doing in your business today or in life, we're all a constant evolution. That has been the biggest lesson, the biggest thing that I've taken away for myself in the journey that I've been on. I keep leaning into that because it can be so difficult sometimes to just be ourselves, to just show up and not think about the path that we're on or the beginning and the end step that we're trying to get to. And I think at the end of the day, if we look at it like, oh, I'm on this journey, I am going through this evolution, I am in a stage of change and growth, We're evolving. And so our brands do that with us because we are human. So that's just my reminder. This has been so great. I hope that you guys have been able to take away a few big things from this. And if there's nothing that you've taken away from it, just remember, it's a process. Going in and branding yourself is vulnerable. It takes time. It takes dedication. And if you just keep showing up, it will all come together soon. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will put all the notes in that go to this episode in the show notes, and I will see you next time. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you could download, follow, and leave me a 5-star rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred platform. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. And remember, the best way to create a brand you love is to be yourself.